also important. This is Monk Sylvia from the Absolute Monastery. I came across a little article in a magazine, and it was kind of mind-boggling, and I kind of loved it, because we were talking so many times about how to keep our minds alert and brilliant, and some people do crossword puzzles and others do other things, and I thought this is just something that makes my mind think. And it's about a guy, Raphael Busso, and he is using the most intricate physics to prove that the world isn't as complicated as we thought. The 31-year-old is one of the leading proponents of a controversial idea called the holographic principle, which, if true, would provide an important clue to how space, time, information, and the laws of physics are intertwined at the most fundamental level. Taken to its extremes, the theory implies that the three-dimensional universe we live in might be just an illusion, a shadow of a higher dimensional universe. And I was delighted with that because it points in the right direction. It points in the direction that all what we see out there is an illusion. The mind-boggling part of figuring out how it came into being, how this illusion is put together, what it consists of, is for me actually not that important. But to see that science comes closer and closer to the realization that what we see out there is illusion, that is something that really delights me. And maybe I can still repeat once more what a hologram is, what the idea of a hologram is. And by the way, you know, it just comes to my mind, it's not the first time I hear that all what we see is holographic. Herb has talked about that in his seminars and lectures very often, about our world as a holographic image. And the dictionary defines a hologram as a three-dimensional image reproduced from a pattern of interference produced by a split coherent beam of radiation like a laser. And when it's not something that you can easily comprehend and understand what is, but it is a mind boggler. It's one of these Scrabble words or crossword puzzle words which give you to think and start your brain to smoke, and I think that's what it is all about, to have a smoking brain that keeps us really alive and alert. But then from the feeling point of view, when I read that, it made sense, because just from the feeling point of view, I could readily feel that what I see out there, including my body, that it's really an illusion. And the holographic idea for me makes it even more invisible, or let's say transparent, if you would like to say so, as a body of energy. And the idea of just merging with that energy that the illusion out there is seems very natural. And like in Illusions, when Donald Shimoda walked through the wall, as Richard Bach thought, he didn't really walk through the wall. For him, there was no wall. That was just emerging with energy, and it was, for him, it was absolutely transparent. Now I'm coming to the point of why I'm talking about this idea this evening. It's so important. Is it important to know how the illusion is put together, how time and space function. And for me, I came to the conclusion, no, it's not. It's not important for me. What is important in this life experience, how I function as an illusion in this world of illusion. And what came up so powerfully and strongly is just that it's a good illusion for me, that I live in a good body, in a healthy body, if I already have the choice. And that I go through this illusionary world with the laughter in my heart, with warmth in my heart, with a giggle and with a smile. And that's for me the important stuff. This holographic idea and what this young guy, he's only 31 years and he looks really smart but also very handsome. It's very interesting. And as I say, to think about these things is fascinating. Like thinking about absolute and trying to define absolute from my understanding at the present moment, it's wonderful. It really keeps my brain, my mind smoking and alert, and it is fascinating. But as I said, for me at the moment, the important part is to live that life of illusion as a happy illusion, because that's what I create. That's the law of cause and effect in the world of illusion. And I create myself smelling the roses and having fun. Just today again, I saw to myself how important it is that I don't take these illusions so serious, and that I just can let go and have, for goodness sake, some fun, because that's what it is all about. The spiritual path is not one of seriousness, but of letting go and creating laughter and joy and happiness and goodness, because that's what I anyhow feel deep within myself is my reality. So why not empower that which I feel is what is natural to me? And this just is natural to me. There are certain things that I feel, you know, like great philosophers, they say, I think it was even Kant who said, there is an intrinsic feeling in every man about what is right. And I believe that too. I believe that we all have that feeling within ourselves for things that are just good and right, because they are a part of our divine nature, a part of what it means to be God and live in happiness and bliss. Oh, so important. Yes, it is important, but not in the sense that I can be possessed by it, but that I am aware of it so that I can have it and nurture it in my consciousness as something that truly is important, to be my divine self and to have fun in this wonderful, super fantastic world of illusions. And I see the same for you all. Have a great evening, and I love you.